Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm not staying up here today. I'm just...
Oh, that's very nice.
Thanks, Rose.
James, you were looking to see who was on.
I'm just coming to introduce, for those of you that don't know, John Kenny, who is the minister at Collingham now. But he's been here a few times, but I don't think all of you have met him before. So
otherwise, you get all the little pictures of everyone.
Can we pray for you before you start, John?
On a Wednesday night.
Father, we thank you for gathering us together this morning. We thank you for John and for his ministry. And just pray that you would bless him this morning as he brings your word to us. Fill him with your Holy Spirit. May we hear something afresh from you. May we know your presence with us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Adam. Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Do you know, it's been such a long time since I've been with you. It really has. And time flies so quickly, doesn't it? You know, it's the old saying, but it's so true. You know, the weeks and the months, they just fly by. Looking forward to summer holidays, aren't you? We got Christmas first, we got Easter, and then our summer. That's how quick time is going to fly. It's so good. But it's great, this time of the year, to celebrate, isn't it? This Christmas time. I love Christmas. I love everything about Christmas. Apart from perhaps the food shopping. Perhaps I can put that to one side a bit. But I love going around all the shops. I like seeing all the decorations on the houses. And, you know, we do things ourselves as a family for our children and grandchildren. But it's a great time of the year. But we mustn't forget that we're here because it is the birth of Jesus that we're celebrating. You know, the reason for the season is the old-fashioned slogan, isn't it? But it's so true. It's the reason for the season why we're here. And I praise God for that. Well, I've been pastor at Corrigan Baptist Church since January of this year. COVID kind of delayed me for a while. It should have been the year before, but it didn't happen. So I just sat at home. It's nice. Just sitting at home, doing Zoom meetings, as you would have experienced yourself. But, you know, God has been so good. He really has. And, you know, things... We're looking towards him to bring us the hope of eternal life, aren't we? And you know, this is the first week of Advent. And I want to read from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. It's a scripture that we all know so well and so love. First week of Advent is hope. And we're going to light the candle later as a candle of hope. But it says this. Actually says from verse 2, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. And then we come down, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness. From that time on and forever, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Amen. So let's come to the Lord in prayer, shall we? And then we'll sing our praises together. Let's pray. Almighty God and loving God, we proclaim today that we are yours and yours alone. We was bought with a price. With the blood of your Son Jesus. Let this place of worship be filled with your Holy Spirit and the praises from your people. And let everything that we say and we do be a light that points others towards you. We thank you, Lord, that you are our God, you are our Father, our friend. And we thank you with all our heart this morning. In Jesus' name we say. Now we're going to start off with our Lent His Gates with thanksgiving in our hearts. This comes from Psalm 100, and I'm going to read it to you. I want us to really praise and rejoice in the Lord this morning. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is good. It is He who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. And this is where it comes from, this chorus. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. I'm going to invite you to stand if you would, please. And let's enter his gates with thanksgiving and praise.
On Saturday the 11th of December, we are going to be having a Christmas Fate in Age of the Ghost Brigade. So I'm having a few stalls.
No,
the girls have been making things and Christmas cards and some bits and pieces they've made and painted some jars. We're going to have some games. I'd really like it if you could come and support the Girls Brigade. If anybody would like a stall to have, like if you've got some things you'd like to sell, books or bric-a-brac or anything you'd like to sell, if you'd like to have a stall, that's fine. We're just charging £5 for the stall, and then whatever you make, you keep for yourself. So the £5 is for the Girls Brigade. So it would be really lovely. And we're going to have tea and coffee, I think. Mum said you just say you're going to help make the tea and coffee. I think if anyone would like to come and help as well, that would be really appreciated. And it would just be lovely to see you all there to support us. Thank you.
Debbie, if it's not enough stuff for a store, do you want donations of, you know, bits and pieces?
Yeah, we could do. Yes, I think we're going to have a couple of girls doing the bric-a-brac stalls.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that'd be lovely. Yeah. Yeah, so if there's anyone who wants to just donate some stuff, that'd be welcome as well. Thank you. Oh, and also, we're going to do a bottle... store, like a bottle of sauce, bottle of drink, not alcohol, obviously, as like a prize every time thing. So any donations of any sort of bottles of, I don't know, it could be anything, perfume, bottles of drink or ketchup or anything that comes in a bottle, that would be good to have on that store as well. So donations, if you could bring them next Sunday, that would be lovely. Thank you.
If you've read your newsletter, you will have been reminded that we're not collecting scholar packs for TWAM this year. However, we did make it our Harvest Festival gift going to TWAM. We've got some money already, therefore, but if people would like to donate instead of contributing towards a scholar pack, then if you can do that in an envelope just marked Scholar Pack or TWAM, whichever, and that donation will then go to TWAM. And whilst I've got the microphone, because I don't often have the microphone, can I just say, as treasurer, you know, I'm grateful to all those who contribute to the church and its work via gift aid. This means that the government gives us 25% of our tax back. They're not actually giving us anything, but they are refunding our tax, those of you that are taxpayers. So if you would like to donate to the church in that way, via gift aid, you do need to fill in a form, and all I need is your name, your address, your postcode, and your signature on a piece of paper. So it's as simple as that. You don't have to do anything else. I will make the claim a year later, because we do it annually, and I've got a claim to make for last year any day now. So that brings into the church something of the order of £5,000 a year. So you can see it's well worth having and doing. If you'd like a form to gift aid, then I've got some in the car with me this morning. Thank you.
Do mine while that's standing up here, is that all right? My first one was, there are new newsletters out. If you haven't picked one up, if you don't get them on email, they're on the table at the back. Please do read them. This time of year we often collect for India, the work of Mary's Brothers Church that do a lot of work in there. Local community. They, this time of year, they distribute saris to the local women, which is a ministry that's much appreciated there and gives them an opportunity to present the gospel and tell people about Jesus, and that's great, and we like to support that. So again, if you want to donate to that, through the box or through the bank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just mark it India. And if you gift aid it, will you gift aid that money?
Okay. And what was my other one? I left my notes at the back. Hang on.
Selling money.
I forgot to put on the newsletter that it's prayer meeting on Friday. Prayer meeting on Friday on Zoom at 7:30. If you can't get on Zoom and want to come, I can do it in the church. But let me know, because sitting in the church on my own is a bit rubbish. So, if you want to come, feel free. I will join you in the church and we'll Zoom in together. If no one contacts me, it'll only be on Zoom. Thank you.
Thank you, Helen. Right, okay, let's sing our second song together. Now, I'm a bit hesitant picking my guitar up because I just picked it up and it went all funny again. So let's have another go. Right. Oh, yeah, we're okay now. That's good. Praise God. Let's stand together. We're going to sing. Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us.
Thank you, Lord.
You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross.
David, it's a psalm of hope, which is what the hope candle is all about today, and we're going to light it in a few moments. Psalm 121. I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your coming and your going, both now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I love that psalm. We're going to look at God's word later on. I want to teach you a song about hope now. And I'm going to tell you a little story first of all before. I had the privilege of working in Haven's Hospice, as you probably know. I've mentioned this when I've been before. And having been away from Haven's for the last 3 years now, and say now at Corringham, there was a young lady there in her teens. And she had a serious illness. And she was bedbound. And she found the Lord Jesus as her saviour during that time. And she called for chaplain to go in every day to pray for her. So within the chaplain team that I had, and I went in quite a number of times as well, we prayed for her every single day. That was her request. And she had this song, which we're going to sing to in a moment. It's a Doug Holly song. Doug Holly we know him as a puppet man. He has all these puppets and things. But this is a beautiful song without puppets. And it's a song that this young lady, she requested it. She said, I want that song. And she got it on her tablet. And every night before she went to sleep, she played this song. It will make more sense when we hear the song. But the fact that she found salvation and she asked for prayer every day. And her life was extended beyond what they'd said. And when it came to a funeral, and we attended the funeral with all her school friends, all her family, it was quite an emotional occasion, but it was certainly a celebration of the fact that she's left this world. And there's a phrase that I use myself now when I do funerals, is that I say that this life is only a pause in time, because we have hope for eternal life, and our life continues after. For those that don't have that, this pause in time changes, doesn't it? You know. But for us, and for that young lady, what a beautiful thing to know that in that devastation, and the family struggling so much that I sat with so many times, she found salvation. And it's a beautiful song. It's called Wonderful Lord, Wonderful God. And there's actions to it. If you want to stand, that'd be great. And perhaps you can follow the actions. That'll be all on screen. I don't have to do them now. I can do them at the side, so that's great. Thank you. Can we just play that song, please? Wonderful. Thank you. And that beautiful song, isn't it? Absolutely love that song. I love the words. And isn't it so true that we can, with God watching over us? That's what Psalm 121 says, that the Lord watches over us day and night. He doesn't slumber. He doesn't sleep. He keeps watch over us, our comings and our goings. And for that young girl, he watched over her right up to the day that she left this world, closing her eyes for the last time and opening them in the presence of God. Isn't that a beautiful thing of why this candle today of hope is important? The Jewish nation had hope for their Messiah. Some of them are still looking for him. We know he came and we know he's coming back again. Praise God for that. Thank you, Lord. Okay, let's come to the Advent candle then. So who would like to light the candle? I'm told one of the youngsters is there. What about one of the two of them? Who would like to do it? I'm going to turn this mic on this time. Can you hear me all right with this one? That's good. No, I'll turn it off when I come back down.
She was all right yesterday.
Would you like to do it then? That would be great. That's smashing.
Oh, no, she...
It's so great that each week you light a candle, isn't it? And that final one on Christmas morning, you light the white candle, the Christ candle, celebrating his birth. Thank you. Thank you so much. Is this on? I've got to turn it off now. Now, sometimes with candles for Advent, you have a wreath which goes around the base of the candles. The wreath is a circle which has no beginning or end. It's all together. And it symbolises the eternity of God, the immortality of the soul, and the everlasting life that we find in Jesus Christ. Because Jesus said, I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. So this first candle symbolises hope in anticipation of the coming of the Messiah. I've got all the other candles noted down. I'll let you do them as weeks go by. Okay, so our two youngsters, are they staying at the back or are they going out anywhere?
We go out.
Yeah.
We go that way.
Okay. Heavenly Father, bless these two as they go out and they learn more about you. We ask in Jesus' name. Bless them too. Let's come to prayers now. We're going to have the call-up prayer box on the screen, I believe. And we're going to pray for these that are in need. You know, it's a wonderful thing that we can have hope that God will answer our prayers in His time and in His way. And it's always according to the purpose and the plan that He has for each person's life. So let's bring these folks to the Lord. It's Hazel, isn't it? Let's pray together. Father God, as we mention these names to you, we know, Lord, that you know everything about them. You created us and you gave us life from the beginning to the end. As you are the Alpha and the Omega, our lives from the beginning to the end, you know everything about. And Father God, we raise these people to you this morning. Heavenly Father, we really thank you that these are the ones that are important to this church and to this fellowship. And Father God, we just praise you that you are a God that loves and cares for us all. You are our shepherd. We are your sheep. And Lord, as the shepherd knows everything about his sheep, he knows every name. I praise you in Jesus' name. And we ask you to answer our prayers. Again, Lord, according to the purpose and the plan that you have. And please, Lord, answer them. If it be your will, in your way we ask. Amen. Let's continue praying. Let's continue to pray for the countries of the world where there is war, hunger and greed, where children are starving to death, especially the Yemen, Afghanistan, Somalia, Ethiopia. Pray for our government that Christian ethics will rule and be supreme in the lives of those who govern us. And may your Holy Spirit, may that always will guide them. Amen. You know, that just takes me back to Remembrance Sunday. You know, when you're thinking of all those wars that took so many lives. And yet, wars are still continuing to this day and still taking lives of civilians, men and women, children, and soldiers. Men and women soldiers. It's quite devastating, really, that from the beginning of time, there's always been wars. As we know, there's wars in heaven. And then going through scriptures from the Old Testament, wars continue to be there. You know, the Israelites continuously fought and God protected them. But there was still a loss of lives, always. And until Jesus returns, and until this world comes to an end as we know it, wars will continue. But it does say wars will cease. And I believe that is when Jesus comes. So Father God, will you bless all of the families that are just in those wars, Lord, where the bombs are going off, where bullets are being fired, the danger, Lord, that they live in. Father, keep watch over them, we pray. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, there's a song I want us to sing now. It's My Hope is Built on Nothing Less Than Jesus' Blood and Righteousness. Then we're going to come to God's Word. Let's stand together, shall we? Is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. No merit of my own I claim, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Weary in
this earthly race, I rest on His unchanging grace. In every wild and stormy gale, my anchor holds and will not fail. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. He has bound His covenant and blood are my defense against the flood. When earthly hopes are swept away, He will uphold me on that day. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When the last trumpet's voice shall sound, oh, may I then in Him be found. Clothed in His righteousness alone, God bless Him stand before His throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Sing the chorus once more. On Christ the solid rock.
On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to Your word, we ask You, Lord, to open our ears that we may hear. May our eyes be open to see You. May our heart have an understanding of the love that we have for You and the hope that we have in eternal life. We thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Okay, back on this one now. Do you know, it's so true, isn't it, that our hope is built on our Lord Jesus Christ and nothing else. You know, people put their hopes in so many different things in life. And yet, it's the hope that we have for eternal life is the most important thing. You know, the hope that they'll win money on the lottery or on scratch cards. A hope that things will change for them in their work situation. That they will live a long life. There's always a hope that we need to have. And yet sometimes there's situations where there is a hopeless situation. And we know in Jesus there is no hopeless situation. There is always hope. But you know, I meet people on the street sometimes. And yesterday was no different. I went into Basildon. Here, Basildon. And where I live in Ockenham. And I went into Hobbycraft. And as I came out to pay my ticket to get out of the car park, there was a man sitting there strumming his guitar and singing away. And I went over to him, had a chat with him. And yeah, just helped him with a little bit of money. But you know, the hope was that he's living a life. You know, he's living on the streets. And you know, yesterday when I was in my garden, I was freezing cold, doing different things ready for Christmas, clearing up the leaves and all that sort of stuff. And I was freezing. And my mind went back to that man sitting there with the guitar, you know, trying to get a few pounds so he could, you know, get some food or whatever he was going to do. Where was he living, I wondered? You know, where was? It seemed a hopeless situation for him. But the words I gave him was this. I said to him, find yourself a church. Oh, I do that, he said. I've been into churches, he said. I said, no, listen, find yourself a church where people will love and care for you and help you. And help you find a path, you know, that's different to the one you're on now. And he said, what song do you like? So I said, oh, I like loads of songs. So I said, what about Amazing Grace? And he said, well, I know that one. I said, sing that one for me. And he sang Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And when he finished it, he only sang the first verse, but when he finished, I said to him, that's what it's all about. It's about finding light from darkness. And I just spoke to him a little while. I treated him to something. I actually went and bought something as well and brought it back to him. And I said, get yourself to a church. They'll help you. They really will. He said, I've been in, but I will do it again. And I said, please do. And I walked away. Now, you know, it's a hopeless situation for him, isn't it? It's really difficult. Whatever his circumstances were, brought him to that place. You know, here he is, and here I am. There by the grace of God go I, don't we say that regularly? Isn't it so true? But the most important thing is God loves everyone. Every person, it doesn't matter where they come from. And I always look for what's on the inside of somebody, not what's on the outside. And that's what really counts. Let's come to this psalm. Psalm 121 is a song of hope. It's a song of faith and love. How much more can we do than have our first week of Advent on that? Because Jesus came as a light into darkness. What's the song we sing? Light of the world, you came down into darkness. Left the throne above and came down. It's called a song of ascents. And they're psalms from 120 to 134. They're all psalms of hope, of love and faith. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 12 says, remember that at that time you were separated from Christ without hope and without God in the world. Can you remember when you were separated from Christ? Can you remember the day when you gave your life to Jesus? I do in my teenage years. And I remember all the things that were said to me at that time. I rejected some of them. I didn't think it was for me. Especially becoming a pastor wasn't for me. I said no. My pastor at that time asked me to go to Bible college. I said no. I'm 16. Being baptised. Didn't want to do those sort of things. But look what God done. Turned my life around and directed me towards where I am today. The day we gave our lives to Jesus, we got hope. We didn't just gain hope for eternal life. We gained hope for our families, for our friends, for our future, everything. For our church. Hope played a big part in our lives. As Christians, we're characterized by hope. And as a result, we should live in a way that certainly is living with a heart that honors Jesus and as our Savior and living as holy. I put a little note here and I didn't know I was going to say about that man that was in difficulties yesterday, but always being prepared to answer anyone who seeks hope in their lives, answering with gentleness and with respect. You know, that plays a big part as well, doesn't it? When we meet people, if you're aggressive, if you're like, you know, you must get saved. I've seen it many times, you know. I went out to the States, you know, I've got to tell you this little story. I went out to the States in the 80s, late 80s, and I was with a team from a church, and we went into a church. And it was a little tiny church. It was a Baptist. No, it was a Pentecostal church. And this guy, his name was John. And he was, not John, but he was, his name was John. He was big. He was really a big guy. And he was pointing to people. He was going, you must get saved. Repent of your sin. And I'm sitting there cringing. You know, I'm thinking, no, that's not, it's not what I think is the right way. It's in my mind, you know. But then people got saved. And they came forward and they got prayed for and they accepted Jesus as their Saviour. And I at the turn to the Lord and say, I am so sorry, Lord. I'm so sorry. I had my eyes fixed in a certain way. But you did it in a different way. Something about respect and honour in every sort of way we possibly can with whoever we meet. Hope requires a lifted head. Do you know, when you walk along the street, do you walk with your head lifted up or looking forward? Or as you see a lot of people, they look down when they walk, don't they? When they look down, I think to myself, they must have troubles. There must be things that are not quite right. Because I don't look down, I look forward and I look up, you know? But you do see people looking down, don't you? But it says, hope requires a lifted head. Lift your head up towards heaven, to a God that is in control, a God who can help us in all our times of needs. Whether it seems trivial or not, I prayed for somebody once before and they said, well, it seems a bit trivial to me, so it's nothing much really. God cares. God needs you to ask him to help you in even in the littlest of things as well as the big things. Hope requires a God who is all loving, and we have that, don't we? You know, there's so many religions out there. It's idol worship. They haven't got a loving God. They don't have that feeling that we have. When we sing a song that lifts the back of our neck, the hairs on the back of our neck, that draws you closer to God. Somehow that's not there. It's missing. At the end of the day, it's just a statue. It's just a wooden emblem, an icon perhaps. It may be a picture on a wall. We can place our hope in all those things, but we need to know that there is someone there that loves us and cares for us. Enough to send his only son, Jesus, to die for us. 1 John 4 verse 16 says, and so we know and rely on the love that God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. Hope requires a God-centered gospel. God is the eternal one. Hope requires an alert God. A God who doesn't sleep, like we read earlier in Psalm 121. He doesn't sleep. He watches over us day and night. A God who is keeping watching over us will keep us from all harm and watch over our life. God would say to us this day, I believe, that he is a God in whom we can place our trust. You know, we need to place our trust in him in every circumstance and situation we find ourselves. Always amazes me, this is a Psalm of David. David had all these troubles, didn't he, towards the end of his life, middle of his life through, and yet he started off as a shepherd boy. You know, Jesus is our shepherd who knows his sheep. David was a shepherd boy and knew his sheep. He had his sling. He was skillful with that sling. He knew that he could hit anything at whatever distance, you know, within reason, of course. So when various animals would come to attack his sheep, he would turn his sling around and he would aim it at the predator and frighten them away or to kill them. It says in the Bible that he killed a lion and a bear. So he wasn't, he was a little shepherd boy, but he knew what he was doing. But he knew all his sheep. Put a little bit of an echo on this. Can we turn it down just a little bit, please? Just a fraction. Is that okay? Yeah, that's better, thank you. You know, I watched some programs on the television of, farms. Have you seen these farm ones? I love the farm ones. And the shepherds, they know the names of their sheep, don't they? They do, they know them. And there was a program on the other day, I can't even remember what it was now. I think it was Matt Baker, I think. And there was a man there that he went to see, and he knew, he said, oh, that's Elsie, that's Betty, that's Bobby, that's whoever he is. He knew all the names of the sheep. God knows our names, every single name, as our shepherd. And coming back to David, here he is a shepherd boy with the skill of a sling that ends up killing Goliath by hitting him where it needed to be hit, right in the centre of his forehead, knocking him down, and then killing him with Goliath's sword. He didn't need armour, he needed a sling. And then he goes through his life. Then things become more and more serious. He places trust in God. But he became an adulterer, he became a murderer. But God knew his heart. He knew that this was a man after God's heart. And God is a God that loves and he forgives. He loves us as much as he loved David. Do you know, we take stock on our past. If we think back. Think back of the things that we've done in our lives. We may have regrets. Things that we wish we hadn't done. God forgives every single thing that we've done. But he had a plan for you and for me to take us to where we are today. And I often think that I look back and I think about where I've come from, I think of the mistakes I've made, I think about where I am today and what God is doing in my life and my family and the church. And I praise God for that. I still make mistakes. We had a concert a few nights, well, last Saturday as it happens, not yesterday, the week before. And I was telling this joke and I lost the punchline. Completely, and I felt a fool, absolute fool. And I tried to get out of it as well. Have you ever tried to do that? And I couldn't get out of it. So in the end, I said, "Oh, forget it. Let's go to somebody else," you know. And we did another song. And then I had some words in front of me, and the words were too small. And we had lighting, so I couldn't really see. And I need new glasses actually, so I'm squinting a bit on here. And I couldn't see the words, and I'm like, "Oh no. What can I do?" So I relied on the girls to sing it for me instead, you know. And you feel so silly and so foolish. Mistakes can be silly little things like that, or they can be big things, you know. God knows, He understands. People understand. If they love and care for you, they understand, don't they? And that's what I love about church. That's what I love about the people of God, is that we care for each other. We love each other. Mistakes and all, warts and all, someone might say, you know, warts and all, and we're accepted. And I love that. So I lift my eyes, Psalm 121 says, let us always lift up our eyes, because that is where our help comes from. Our help comes from the Lord, our Saviour. I love Hebrews 11 verse 1. I really love this verse. It says, faith is being sure of what we hope for, and certain of what we do not see. That was the faith when we first gave our lives to Jesus. We couldn't see, but we had faith to believe. And that faith gave us then a certainty of what we would believe in. And as our lives have developed in those years that followed, right up to today, we've grown, haven't we, in our faith. God has taken us through that walk with Him. That's brought us to where we are today. That same love that flows down from heaven is with us. That same hope, which is what we're celebrating today, is what's brought us to this point. And I love the fact that I can look back and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for where I've come from. Thank you, Lord, for where I am today. Thank you, Lord, that there is a future. I want to bring you back to that young girl, because you know, she didn't have much of a future. But her future was in heaven. Her future was when she left this world. That was her future. But she gained so much in those teenage years, from where she came from, finding the Lord Jesus as her Saviour and the hope of eternal life. And I don't think I will ever forget that young lady, ever. I will never ever forget the funeral, the celebration of her life. So short. That song was played. I think the whole place was in tears, knowing that she found her faith in God. I think her school friends must have been astonished at everything that was happening in that service. Jesus came to bring light into a world of darkness. And people's eyes are being opened. You know, I love it when you go into a dark room and you flick the light on and everything you can see. It's dark before that, isn't it? I've got one of these sensors in my garden. It's pitch black. And I'm trying to screw things in last night, actually. And it's pitch black. And I've got a sensor light. So we had to keep light going like this to get it back on so I could see. Light changes darkness. And that's what Jesus came, to bring light into a dark world. And that dark world wasn't just for that time, as you know. It's still today. I don't like what I read in the papers or what I see on the television. I don't like some of the things that are now becoming the norm. You know, there's innuendos now in game shows. When I just want to be entertained, I don't want those innuendos. I've just recently sent a complaint through. You know, I don't want that. It shows me that the world is still very dark. And we are bringing light into a dark world. You can speak to one person and try and help them find the Lord Jesus or guide them towards. Doesn't it make a difference? You know, charities have the slogan, I've said it many times for Havens, that every penny makes a difference. Every person, every second, it all makes a difference. And you know, we can make a difference to people. The outreach events, keep doing them. Keep reaching out. Keep bringing your friends and your families into church, into different services that you have here, all through Christmas time. You've got your carol services. We haven't started the carols today. I think we're going to have plenty of those from next week onwards, aren't we? I wanted to bring something a little bit different with the candle of hope. Now, I want to sing a song for you now. I learned this just a little while ago. It's beautiful. It's called Humble King. And I want you to acknowledge with me that we need to be humble. We need to be the way Jesus was. He came and he lived his life humble. He didn't take any nonsense. We know that when he cleared the temple of the money changers, the money lenders and all of those sort of things. But he was humble. He didn't think about who he was going to speak to. He cared for everyone. When the people and the religious rulers said, no, you shouldn't be doing those things, he cared more than rules and regulations. He cared for the people. He healed on the Sabbath. They hated it. But he cared about the person that he was speaking to and healing and helping them in that situation. Humble King. And I want to be more and more humble. I want to be able to be gentle and kind more and more. And I want to help wherever I can. And I hope that's your heart today. Because that way of living our lives is the hope. Which is all what we're talking about today. It brings hope into people's lives. Let me sing this song for you. Yeah, just going to do it.
The humble, you are the humble King.
the God of the broken, friend of the weak. You wash the feet of the weary, embrace the ones in need. I want to be like you, Jesus, to have this heart in me. You are the God of the humble. You are the humble King. For you are the God of the humble. You are the humble King. Is that your heart today? Is that your heart this morning, this afternoon, this evening, tomorrow, the weeks that follow, the months that follow, the years that follow? Is that your heart that you have a humble heart?
128.
Like Jesus. Might be a local taxi cab, don't worry.
That's me, sorry.
Where's Mark? You know, we spoke so much about hope, but you know, it's also about giving praise and thanks. And a song that we're going to come towards the end of this service is "Give Thanks to the Lord our God and King. His love endures forever." It's mentioned in that Psalm 121 that His love endures forever. And it does. And without that love, what else can we do? Praise God. Stand.
Forever God is faithful, forever.
Emmanuel means God is with us. Do you know, it really saddens me when I think about people still looking for the Messiah. They're still looking, and yet he has already been, and we're waiting for him to come a second time. And I love Christmas. I love the services leading up to Christmas, and then on that Christmas morning when we meet together, we say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming. That little baby. You know the potential that every person has from the time we're born, when we're held in our arms by our mum and dad, and the life that we change all through our lives. We change people's lives, from our mums and dads right up to the day that we leave this world, and after, when we leave this world and we're loved and remembered. Our lives make a difference. We change people's lives all the time without realising. We affect people. You know, I love to smile at somebody, because when you smile at them, they smile back. They might look grumpy at you. I don't care about that. I smile, because I know that's the love that I have in my eyes and in my smile. That's the love that Jesus gave to me. That's the hope that he gave to me when I gave my life to him. And you know, if I smile at somebody, they smile back, and I praise God. If they don't, God bless them anyway. But it's so true, isn't it? You know, humble, the way we are, gentle and kind. Being firm, taking no nonsense. I don't take any nonsense, I must admit. But I stand firm on what I believe in. And that's what hope is all about. So I praise God that today we can read that Isaiah prophecy that Jesus was coming. The Messiah was on his way to be born in Bethlehem. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father. The hope for eternal life, the hope for things to come. And I hope this morning now, I'm going to put my hope in you now, I hope this morning that God's word, the songs we sang, that you've received that hope, and maybe increase that hope of things in your own lives. If things are going difficult, I want to encourage you this morning. If things are going difficult, if it's tough for you in whatever situation you find yourselves in, keep that trust in God. You know, the hand that we said when we place our trust, that's the sign language for trust. We place our trust in God. Let's place our trust always in him. I'm going to close with a prayer and a blessing for you from that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, how much more can we say this morning about how much we love you? How much we want to continue to thank you that, Lord, you chose us to follow you. That, Lord, our faith and our hope and our trust is in you always. Father God, you've made us the kind of person that we are. Father, may we always honour you with a humble heart, with a heart of love. Father God, may people always see the love of your Son Jesus through our actions, through our words, through our eyes, through our smile. May that turn people towards you. May people say, what you've got, I want, which will help us to help them find salvation. Help us continue to reach out to those that are in need, to our communities. I pray for this church, Lord God, that you will build this church up, that every chair will be filled with people coming to know you as their Lord and Saviour and worshipping and praising you on a Sunday morning and other services too. Our hope is in you, Lord, always. And we praise you in Jesus' name today. Amen. Amen. Just before the blessing, I just want to thank you for your invitation. Not lovely to be back with you again. It's been so long, and I don't know how long it's going to be before I come back again. Hopefully it won't be as long. You know, let me give you a blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and lift up the light of his countenance upon you and turn his face towards you and be gracious unto you and give you his peace, both now until Jesus comes back. Amen. Amen. God bless you.